This is the Trade Radio podcast for NAB, proudly fortifying Australia since 2002.
Marcus, thanks for joining us on Trade Radio. We know that John Witherup yesterday announced publicly that Guy McKenna's time had come to an end as coach of the Suns. And you being the head of football, we do appreciate you joining us on Trade Radio today.
No, my pleasure.
To go behind the scenes a bit. Obviously, the report that you compiled, and it was made public 2 weeks ago now at a board meeting of the Gold Coast Suns, that you would be heading up this review that ultimately was presented to the board and was used as, let's face it, the blueprint for the dismissal of Guy McKenna. Are you okay personally with being sort of linked to this report that has ultimately had as a result the demise of a footy coach?
Yeah, I'm fine with it, Damo. I guess I was instructed by our board to play a role in doing a review of our whole footy department. Obviously, that included the senior coach. So the role I played in that was just to deliver all the facts of the footy department and how our operation performed and went this year. And I delivered those facts to John and the board, and ultimately it came down to their decision on what they want to do going forward.
Yep. Look, again, we feel we know things from the outside. Obviously, you know exactly what happened, and I understand now there'll be confidential aspects to it, and so there should be. I mean, it should never be made fully public. But what are you able to now go behind the scenes with this on? I know you spoke to you know, certain stakeholders and players and player managers and other club officials. If you can, just as best you can, tell us what you did after the board meeting was called, where you were asked to go into a significant review stage.
Well, I guess, as you know, Damon, and what every other AFL club does at this time of year, you review all parts of your footy operations. So I did that as part of our normal annual process. And when John, through the board, instructed me to, I guess, formalise a detailed review, then I guess a more detailed approach was made with regard to a lot of interviews with different players, a lot of other stakeholders associated with our footy operations, in coaches and staff and other people that, I guess, have a close relationship with our footy department throughout the year. So a lot of time was spent speaking to a variety of people and just gathering all the facts around all aspects of our footy operation. And once all those aspects were gathered, and it's still to be finalised and submitted, but along the way, John was briefed, along with our acting CEO, Andrew Travis, who was also involved in putting the report together. And those two were fully briefed on the way and updated as the process was undertaken. And I guess that's where John got to the end decision yesterday with Kai.
The players' involvement in this, Mark, because I'm keen to just ask you a question on that before I let Terry Wallace ask what interests him about this matter. But there seems to be a perception and a feeling out there now that the players were the instrumental in what happened to Brenton Sanderson at the Adelaide Crows. And look, certainly the feeling now is that whether the players themselves directly expressed it to you or others at their football club about Guy McKenna, or whether it was done through player managers. But again, there was certainly a perception, and one that I've heard strongly and prepared to stay publicly, that it was a form of what happened in your review. Just allowing players such voice in 2014 AFL system, are you comfortable with how players these days seem to have such a strong, powerful, united voice when they want to on such matters?
Oh, I guess we're all conscious of that, Dame. I know footy departments and footy clubs are really challenging and, I guess, stressful environments from day to day and week to week, especially during the footy year. And obviously everyone knew our second half of the season was a really challenging time for our footy club. I don't subscribe to the theory that the players were wagging the dog, so to speak, and that they're the ones that were the sole, I guess, instigator in this review and this decision. I think there's a lot of other stakeholders within our footy department that have a say in different things from time to time. We want to be a footy department that is challenging, that has an edge about itself, where we can challenge each other and have really tough conversations. I don't think, and I think, you know, that same perception has been made about Brenton Sanderson. I'm not going to go into talk about what Adelaide's situation is like, but I know from our situation, having been involved with footy clubs for a long period of time, I don't think that our players were the one and only stakeholders involved in this process and in this decision.
Marcus, look, I've been critical of the way that the decision played out. The decision is the decision. That's a completely different part of it. My only call was, got no problem with a review being done. That happens at every football club over the course of time. But surely the club must have known the situation with their coach, having had him there for 5 years. Surely that body of work over 5 years should have been enough to be able to make a decision over and above a 2-week report.
Yeah, I think you're right, Plough. And we're not saying that there weren't things that we were working on and working through over a long period of time, and not just with coaches and in my area and high performance and welfare. There's a whole facet of parts of a footy department, as you're fully aware of, that when you're managing people and a group of people, we're trying to get the best out of each other. So we're constantly in dialogue and constantly trying to work out best solutions, get the best result for our footy club. So there are always issues, and there are always people management issues that we're always involved in. And it has been over, I guess, the 6 years that guys went at the footy club. But I guess you get to a point in time where when you gather all the facts, as we do each year, and you present a set of facts to the board, then ultimately there was enough evidence from their point of view to, I guess, call a detailed review and I guess, make a tough decision which is in the best interest of the footy club.
Why wouldn't that have been done 2 weeks after the end of the season rather than a month gone past and all the finals play out and having a coach, put it, if it was you, and you were in that situation and, you know, you've got to go and look for another job or whatever the circumstances, and you've been there for 5 years, why wouldn't have you put in a process exactly as you did immediately after the football season? You've had 5 years to make a judgment call on this bloke.
Yeah, I think we need to also understand our chairman, John, who's a fantastic operator, very honest in his approach, in that we don't make decisions on a whim. We make really considered decisions. We take our time. And John, through his process and through his experience, wanted to make sure that when we got to that end point, that all the decisions were considered, all the facts were laid on the table, and if it was going to take longer than 2 weeks, 4 weeks, then that was going to be the case. And I think if I was in the same situation, I want to make sure that if we're going to make a really hard, tough decision for the footy club, that all of the facts were laid on the table and considerations were made in all different aspects.
Does he get the sack if you play finals?
I'm not sure. All I've done is considered all the options, put all the facts on the table and given them to John and our board, and they're the ones that have made the decision. So I'm not privy to their discussions or what discussions have been made with John McKenna.
Good answer.
Hey, Marcus, have you or anyone else, either officially or unofficially associated with the Gold Coast Suns, made an approach to Mark Thompson?
Definitely not. I think as John articulated yesterday, and we all know how honest he is, I can also categorically say that there's been no approach made to Mark Thompson. As John articulated also yesterday, we were really careful and respectful in making sure that we paid the due respect that we can to Guy McKenna. The 6 years he's contributed to our footy club has been outstanding. And out of respect for him, his wife, Ellen, and their family, who have all put in huge amounts of time to get the club to where it is today, we have to make sure that we exited him in a respectful and most appropriate way. So that's been done, and I think to John's credit yesterday, he wanted to make sure that Blue was given the respect he deserved, and it was all about talking about Guy McKenna and the fantastic contribution he has made. So now that that's been done, the next steps is to, put a process in place that can find us the right coach to take our club forward.
That said, you have removed your coach with a year to run of a contract, and Mark Thompson is available. Do you believe that you are still in the running to get him as coach for 2015?
I would have no idea, Damo. I could not tell you. I think there's a lot of coaches out there that would fit the criteria that we're after, but we're still in the process of putting that criteria together, putting a selection panel together and a process. And once that all gets put together and, approved by the board, then we'll be in a better position to move forward and have more of an idea of who might be the successful applicant.
Okay, so there's no time pressure around the goings-on at Essendon Football Club with what you want to do right now as ways of finding a new coach. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The only time pressures we have are what we want internally, and obviously our players are due back in early November. We need to make sure that we can hopefully find someone within that time period. So we'll sit down now and work out how we can go about trying to achieve that. It may not be possible, but it's only internally driven, not externally through other AFL clubs.
Yep. I mean, you've been around footy a very long time, an amazingly successful player and a very highly regarded person, and now you're forging a career in football administration. You know what happened at the club you played at when someone of serious clout and credential came to the Brisbane Lions in 1999, as it was, when Lee Matthews stepped in. Yeah. Would you put Mark Thompson in the same bracket, and do you believe he's a good mix for your club?
There's no doubt someone of Mark's calibre has had success and been involved in successful finals campaigns. But when we put our criteria and process together, we have no doubt that when we go through a thorough process and we'll have a lot of applicants, we know we will, because we think our list is ready to, play the next step and be not only a finals participant, but a successful finals contender. So I think you can throw in a whole number of applicants that we think would best serve our footy club, and when we go through that process, that will become a lot clearer.
Do you jump on a plane and have a conversation with Bomber Thompson now that he's not in the country any longer, or is the 2-week situation of him being away comfortable fit for you guys to be able to see him or talk to him when he gets back?
Oh, we're quite comfortable that once we know what parameters we want to work within and how we can, I guess, successfully put a plan in place. We know there'll be a number of applicants that will inquire about the role at our footy club, and if Mark's one of those, then we welcome that. But we're not going to rush anything just to, fit in with the needs of others. We're quite comfortable in our approach and our planning up to this point. And going forward, we know we'll get the right person for the job.
Well, I understand that, but I suppose the question still remains, is the 2-week time frame the Bomber away, do you need to be in front of him as one of those applicants if he becomes one of those applicants before the 2 weeks, or are you comfortable to wait for the 2 weeks for him to get back?
We're quite comfortable to wait.
Yeah. Well, let's just ask you one more on Bomber Thompson. Given what's happening, and then we'll let you off Bomber Thompson, Marcus, and I know what you're saying, and I know you don't know the answer to some of these questions we're asking, but we need to ask, given what's happened at Essendon. I mean, you're obviously aware of today's developments, and it's as explosive, this situation right now at Essendon, as it has been at any stage of the past 2 years. So Essendon Footy Club today, you know, is in a situation to work out, does it go right now and appoint Mark Thompson as coach at the expense of James Hird? Do you need to get at least a very strong message to him, hey, before you make that decision at Essendon, please consider our views, in light of we're still, and admittedly, and albeit, we're still putting together a process upon which we want to do this next part of our club's review?
Well, I think we're prepared to take our time to make sure we've got the right planning and process in place. And I understand your question, Damo, and also yours, Claire. But I don't think we need to be rushed. We've got a clear understanding as to, I guess, the couple of key things we need in the coach going forward. And we just need to make sure that we don't deviate from plan, because when we're on plan, we'll get the right person, whether it's a Mark Thompson type or someone else. We need to also understand there's a lot more other applicants out there that we think can potentially come in and be really successful in the role. So from our point of view, we're not going to be deviating from our course. About being planned and approached.
All right, well done. Let's just get some specific player questions if we can. Nick Malcheski has long been linked to your club now, and the Swans, you know, had the view going into the grand final that would be his last game for them. Are the Suns his next club?
We're interested.
Yep. And yep. At what stage of that process are you?
Well, free agency starts tomorrow, as I think everyone's aware.
Yep.
So I guess we're one of a number of clubs that would be interested, but I guess it comes down to now ramping up those discussions in the next few days. And from our point of view, we've identified that we probably need someone of, I guess, Nick's maturity and experience that could play a role for us down back. And if it works out in a way that he comes to our footy club, then we'll pursue those options.
Daniel Gorringe is one that I'm interested in. Certainly, just where because he's got 12 months of a contract left, hasn't he?
Yes, he does.
So where do you sit with him? Are you comfortable with him getting opportunity elsewhere? And Port Adelaide, obviously, is that club of choice. And will you be open to trading with Port Adelaide once things get rolling?
Well, he's a required player to our club next year, obviously, because he's contracted. And we've identified Daniel to be part of our core list of players. And we've been really planned and methodical in ensuring that we extend all those players. So we don't want to lose Dan. But we also understand that through his manager, they're keen to explore options to maybe find a suitable trade. But at the right time, when Dan and his management come back to us, we'll sit down and talk through what options they may have. But from our point of view right now, he's contracted, he's required to play for next year, and we want him part of our side for 2015.
Okay. Dane Beams, have you conceded that the southeast Queensland part of Australia that he's going to will not be your particular part of it, that will be the Brisbane Lions? Or do you still retain some hope of getting yourself in that conversation?
It's a good question, Dana, because I've been really intrigued with the way Collingwood and Brisbane have played it out, because it's been going back and forth with no real, I guess, finality with that. So from our point of view, we're flexible enough to, I guess, be involved in discussion.
Yep.
And flexible enough to, I guess, talk about what might be if it doesn't end up being the Brisbane Lions Footy Club.
Okay, well, they're on record as saying pick four's on the table. They privately concede it needs more than that and something significantly more than that. What would you be able to do on that front?
We haven't spoken detail around that, all to say that we're flexible enough to have some more detailed chats if an opportunity presents.
Yep. Well, mate, look, really appreciate you joining us today on Trade Radio. We know you've had a lot of media requests in light of what's been happening at your club, and we appreciate that you've spoken to Terry Wallace and myself today on Trade Radio to put the Suns case forward, and you did it well, as you always do.
Thanks, Damo. Thanks, Blair.
Yeah, good on you, Marcus.